Now, on Wednesday, October 9th, we have a very interesting code, the number 9, which is all about culminations and wisdom, compassion, endings, bridging into something new, a new era, a new period. That number, that king of numbers, is merged with the number 22, which actually represents peace, the architect of peace. So that means the harvest is ripe. You have completed something. The number 22 is what the ancients called the completion of a circle. And so you will feel today that what you've worked so diligently on is actually coming to a culmination. And you're actually being asked to work even more to bring it to that culmination. So you're releasing, you're ending, you're purging energy, and you're making room for a new gift to come in. And that allows you to feel that inner peace. So you want to be flexible with a day like today because it is a shift energy. But at the same time, there's a paradox because the letting go, the shift, the change, then brings tremendous, placid, secure energy. So you want to go to a place where you feel at peace, where you feel that passion, and come home to your heart. So it's a wonderful day for compassion and creativity and putting those into practice. Now, the moon is trine to Venus today. Very beautiful because the theme of happiness is reinvigorated by this beautiful trine. There is a lot of affection. There is pleasure. There is sharing time with others. You want to immerse yourself in the arts today to soothe your soul with beauty and just allow love to touch everything that you do. This is a very abundant transit, and since the number 9 for October 9th also is connected to abundance, there's a lot you can accomplish today regarding financial flow and financial freedom. Now, Moon trine Venus also means you want to socialize, preferably in an environment that is very beautiful, and you yourself want to beautify your own environment, your home or your studio. So basically, it's a beautiful day to just understand the importance of the little pleasures, the little beauties, the little gifts in life. Thursday, the 10th of the 10th, is always a fabulous day of instant manifestation. The number 10 represents not only manifestation, but also light and love. So it's a very powerful day, and the whole day adds up to 14, which is the media number, the number of connection, of communication. So your mind is really activated today. All of these numbers are in the mind triad in numerology. So your mind is filled with new ideas. There's a new energy influx that attracts shifts and changes, surprises. So welcome that fresh air. Welcome that new approach, that new perspective. Allow your mind to explore more and allow yourself to also be open to shifting directions, making decisions, spending quiet time as well, focusing on your personal goals, right? You need some time alone on the 10th. So you also want to feel free to communicate your new opportunities. So by talking them out or writing them down, you're actually exploring them more deeply. And also today, communication with others is enhanced, and you can use any platform. You can use writing, video, sound, performance of any kind to share your message. In the heavens, the moon trines Mercury today, and this is beautiful because it helps with the communication. It helps with the mind aspect, since Mercury is the messenger, the mind planet. So speaking and writing, sharing your ideas and feelings comes more natural. It's a very happy trine when these two come together because your heart can communicate with beautiful language, with joy, with optimism. And your abilities to read people and read situations in an easy way is magnified. Your intuitive abilities are enhanced. And this trine is wonderful for just fun conversations and stimulating a wealth of ideas. So you feel really good and you want to share that joy. On Friday the 11th, we have the wonderful 11 portal opening up to the number 15, which is the number of spiritual alchemy. So that means you are ready to embrace brand new levels of prosperity and love in your life. You also can connect deeply one-on-one with others in a very loving, sweet, uplifting way. Present moment awareness is what's activated by the 11 portal. So you need to really always return to the moment now so that you can relinquish the attachment to the past or the attachment on your fears of the future. So 11 is a very important number to be completely at one with what is happening right now. It also is an important number for exercise, for releasing all that intuition, that those insights that you've actually picked up, the sensitivity that you have, the psychic ability with the 11. You want to release those because it courses through your body and you want to be able to just let go of it, right? So this is important for all 11s who, if you have this in your code, moving your body every day is actually really, really important. So focus on uplifting others, smiling through the day, and then just notice how well you feel and how wealthy you feel. The moon is sextile Pluto today. You feel really empowered. You feel determined. You feel filled with purpose. Pluto rules Scorpio, so the truth will be gently revealed with a sextile, but it still is very profound. Remember that Pluto just stationed direct a week ago, so you can more easily solve mysteries, discover answers to secrets. You feel forgiving because you can let go more easily emotionally, and that ability empowers you deeply within. On Saturday, the 12th of October, we have a code of learning and awareness. 12 is the number of the student, and 16 is about insights, spiritual insights. So you want to share those. You want to research and discover new tools. You want to learn by listening intently to others or reading something, right? That really allows you to get more awareness, especially self-awareness. You want to dive into a creative project, and in doing so, you can awaken your intuition. So today, you actually need both social fun time and plenty of quiet alone time. It's important that you get into a place where there's a serene environment, and that will allow you to stimulate your imagination. Now, because it's a Saturday, hopefully you'll be able to create that situation for yourself. You know, be in a very quiet space and preferably in nature. The number 7 is connected to nature. So if you can get outdoors in any capacity, connect with the trees, connect with the wind, with the flowers, with any kind of water, body of water, that would be really, really a beautiful way to turn within and connect with the divine source of all love and light and intelligence. On this day, Venus opposes Uranus. And how apropos is that? Because they really stimulate your imagination, your intuition. Now, with Venus, anytime there's an opposition, there could be a change in your intimate relationships around this time. So be aware that there is a factor of freedom that needs to be expressed by either you or your partner or both. And Uranus is the genius planet, so you want to allow your ingenuity to flow, to be very creative. Venus governs creativity. So in order to create that harmony and balance, you want to stay away from drama and instead channel that heightened energy into an exciting, creative, pleasurable project. Then you're going to use your intuition and imagination to great advantage. On the 13th of October, of course, we have the 1313 code, since October is a 13 universal month, and we have the powerful full moon at 20 degree Aries, which I covered in part 1. So have a listen to that very important full moon forecast in the first sign of the zodiac. Now, the number 13 is all about sudden shifts. It is all about letting go quickly to attract a transformation. So there can be sudden changes, unexpected events that result in a big aha moment and deep transformation. So be very open to divine downloads that point to new perspectives and new directions, especially because this this full moon is in Aries. The moon is in Aries opposite the sun in Libra. And trust that whatever happens will also impact your relationships, your close relationships, since the sun is in Libra. So you can accomplish anything you set your mind on. All you have to do is align with your inner courage and your discipline. The whole date adds up to 17, the immortality number. So powerful because it allows you to tune into that eternal confidence you have as a result of being a being of light. And 17 is about eternity, infinity, your connection to all the stars, the whole universe, other universes. You know, you have traveled far and wide to be here. And this code is always a reminder of that incredible journey that your soul is on at all times. On Monday, the 14th of October, we have a code where the media number, 14, the number of messaging, communication, sharing your ideas with as many people as possible, is merged with the number 18. Now, 18 is an interesting number in that it reduces to 9, which is about wise leadership, letting go, being an example to others, shifting to a new direction. It is about the ending of something. But 18 is an additional impact here of health and healing and getting rest. So today, you're moving, you're deciding, you're exploring, and at the same time, you need time for serenity and rejuvenation. So it's a wonderful day for deep emotional exploration because of the number 18-9, and also for experiencing unexpected breakthroughs that are very, very heart-centered. So your five senses are wide open, but they're engaged in a sensitive way. So you can touch others with tremendous compassion and caring. And you definitely want to welcome opportunities to culminate something or bring something to a conclusion. Now, Mercury is sextile Saturn at 14 degrees. This is important because it is the 14th. So we have a triple 14 code activated due to this sextile. And it activates, obviously, communication, and Mercury does as well. So the number 14 and Mercury have the same message, to communicate a message, be the messenger of something. So intellectual work always requires good transits to certain planets, and Mercury sextile Saturn activates two of the power players of gaining a lot of insights, information, understanding through research, and especially through engaging your intellect, your intelligence. Now, Mercury, your mind, your message merges harmonically with Saturn, concentration, work, discipline, and generates fabulous breakthroughs, which is always wonderful. You sense your intelligence moving to a higher level today. And so it's a Monday, which is awesome. So business dealings are also impacted by this because transactions in any business are favored. Perseverance is strong. You're thorough. You're diligent. You may think more philosophically. This transit brings a lot of serenity of the mind. Now, also today, we have the Sun square Pluto. It's a very dynamic way to start the week. So you're experiencing an empowering rebirth. You are giving yourself over to God. So it's a surrendering to spirit, a surrendering to the universe, to set yourself free from worry, from fear, from tension. And so you are relaxing into a new way of being. And there's a deep shift that's happening that enables you to evolve to a higher plane. So that means that internally you feel more empowered, you feel more invigorated. And so you want to channel this vigor, this intensity of this moment into your goal, because you will reap rewards if you ignite your drive to succeed. Remember that squares create tension, and the tension is meant to get us up and working at something, right? Acting on something. So be sure to breathe, rest, let go of bygones, let go of the tension, meditate in order to stay present with any of those big changes in your life. Now, on the 15th of October, we have, of course, the beautiful code of alchemy, magic and alchemy, the spiritual alchemist, merged with the number 19, the Prince of Heaven number. What a gorgeous day this is. I love it when these really exciting named numbers come together. So you're uplifting others and you're feeling very confident in sharing your light with other people. So you want to shine like the light of the sun. You want to shine like a star. You want to embrace joy, love, passion, because today brings a fresh new passionate energy surge. So you want to explore it from every angle so that all of your life is really felt with gratitude, and you have a big smile on your, you know, obviously internally, but on your face. You know, smiles really are an incredible source of health. When you smile, you release endorphins and you release serotonin, you release all the good stuff, and it is just a great way to just feel good, you know. So even if you're not feeling your best, smile, find something to laugh at, right? Magic is in the air today. Abundance attraction is greatly magnified with this code as well. Now, Mercury is sextile Neptune, and so you want to take advantage of this. Mercury goes retrograde on the 31st of October in the Americas, and very, very early, around 1 a.m. on November 1st in the rest of the world. So we're coming close to that. We're a couple weeks away. So you want to take advantage of these Mercury transits. And Mercury sextile Neptune ignites your imagination. This is a really lovely moment where you can just comprehend spiritual and intellectual concepts. You can engage in soul-inspired activities. You can allow your mind to wander, to daydream, to explore other realms. And you just feel super creative. So you want to do anything that lights you up in that creative way, that lights a fire under you. Compassion and tenderness flow through all your relationships with this gorgeous code, and socializing is really easy today. So listen to music and bring beauty into your life. It will really help relax and inspire you. On October 16th, we have another code of rest and taking a break. Now, I know it's midweek, so it may not be ideal, but if you can, try to find a time today to just spend time on your own or go out in nature. You want to be in that place of serenity. You want to feel the pulse of Mother Earth today. You want to meditate and have intimate one-on-one conversations and connections. You're just far more sensitive, far more intuitive and open. So seek harmony in everything you do. Avoid conflict today, meaning not if there is conflict, you want to deal with it, but do so in a very, very calm way, especially in your relationships, and listen to those intuitive ahas. And then, of course, celebrate love, celebrate spirituality, celebrate those intimate connections. The moon trines Pluto. So here we have a day of deep emotional insights, purging your feelings for deep healing, and just feeling emotionally empowered and confident. You just are more sensitive. You feel more psychic. So it's very similar to the numerology code. It's echoed in the astrology, as happens very frequently. So your heightened intuition and psychic perception really helps you understand what the transformation is that you're experiencing. Pluto always helps with a transformation, and it could be very small today, but you feel just very deeply moved by whatever rebirth you're experiencing. You're in touch with your subconscious mind, too, in a very profound way, and you want to get to the truth of the matter. You want to get to the root of the feelings in yourself and others. So your interactions are very profound. And because of that, you're connecting to emotions that are actually deeper than usual. And you're able to purge those hang-ups that you have, those feelings that are really, you know, just attachments to, you know, insecurities that can really happen today. So purging emotions for healing. And this, of course, brings emotional empowerment. And your heart is really, you know, engaged in a wonderful way because it gains great confidence as you honor that healing and that gives you strength. So overall, really what to say about Moon trine Pluto is that you're leading from a place of passion and love.